somewhere.
知道这个山里面有什么矿物。
And would know what kind of mineral there is in this mountain.
现在科学进步的不得了。
It's so advanced science now.
那我们要探测什么呢？
What are we going to fathom?
我们要探测上帝心灵深处他的意念是什么。
We're going to fathom the mind of God now.
啊，怎么探呢？
How do you fathom?
音波也不能。
You can use sound wave.
什么波呢？
What kind of wave you use?
测波也不能。什么波呢？
What kind of wave do you use?
电波也不能。
Whether it's electric wave, electrical wave.
上帝是个灵。
But God is spirit.
你不知道。
You don't understand.
如果你量啊。
If you were to measure.
一个孩子多高很容易。
And for the child, how high is it? It's easy to measure.
你量一个女人的心有多深很难。
But to measure the depth of a lady is difficult.
你就笑起来了。
You laugh now.
难测女人心。
It is unfathomable with the heart of ladies.
女人说更难测男人心。
Or it's even more unfathomable with the heart of men.
我告诉你，连一个爱人，一个妻子，一个丈夫心里想说你都测不掉，你还以为你会测上帝的心吗？
With a lady's heart, with a wife or a husband, you can't even fathom. How can you fathom the mind of God?
你没有办法测。
You cannot fathom it.
所以，我告诉你。
I tell you now.
看不见的上帝才是上帝。
God who is invisible, then is true God.
测不透的奥秘才是奥秘。
The profundity is unsearchable, then is the real profundity.
想不清楚的真理才是深的真理。
Truth that you cannot think it very clearly, then is the real truth.
讲不明的道才是道。
And also the word that is inexpressible, then is the real word.
最容易讲的是胡说八道。
And those which most simply for you to preach is something which is nonsense.
最容易明白的数学公理。
And some which is easy to understand is the formula of mathematics.
最容易看的是物质形象。
What is easy to see is the physical image.
最容易算的是空间。
What is easy to calculate is the space.
最容易算的是时间的尺度。
What is easy to measure is time.
但是到心灵界。
When it comes to spirituality,
到超自然界
when it comes to that which transcends nature,
超创造界
some transcend creation,
超时间界
some that transcend time,
超空间界
some that transcend space,
超物质界
the transcend metals,
超受造界
transcend creation,
神创造者
God the creator,
他的永恒
his eternity,
他的智慧
his wisdom,
永远的计划
his eternal plan,
你怎么算
How can you fathom?
今天的许多的青年的以为科学万能。
A lot of people, young people view that science is everything.
我告诉你，绝对不是。
Absolutely it's not.
科学是很低的一个学问。
Science is a knowledge which is very low.
今天科学只能用来计算，用来探讨，用来了解上帝所造的这一切东西。
Because science can only understand the creation that God has created.
We can calculate.
我们可以算
We can number
我们可以定数目
You can estimate
我们可以估计
You can search
我们可以寻求
You can measure
我们可以衡量
Measure what
衡量什么呢
The created things
是被造出
The created world
是被造出世界
The material
是物质的东西
The material category
是物质的种类
Material sphere
是物质的可以看见的东西
But God is not material
神不是物质
God is not Created.
神也不是被造的。
God is not nature.
神也不是自然。
God is supernatural, supra-empirical, supra-rational, supra and transcends time and space.
神是超自然的，神是超经验的，神也是完全超越了被造界。
Even God is supra-visual.
神也是不能够看见的。
So,
这样呢
？You can say,
你可以这样说。
My God.
神啊。
How can I understand you?
我的神啊，我怎样能够了解你呢
？Your wisdom are unfathomable.
你的这个智慧是不能够测度的。
Your track is unsearchable.
你的踪迹是不能够寻求的。
How can I trace?
我怎样寻求呢
？How can I measure?
我怎样衡量呢
？How can I imagine?
我怎样想象呢
？How can I understand?
我怎样领悟呢
？You are God.
你是神。
所以到了这段的时候呢
When it comes to this passage
保罗就把神永恒的旨意跟最丰盛的奥秘用完全不是人的理性所能了解的词句来描写
Paul then used expression which is not fathomable without human expression
现在我们大家再看第二十九节
Now we're going to read verse number 29
因为上帝的选召和恩赐是没有后悔的
For God's gift and also his call are irrevocable
第三十节你们读你们从前不顺服上帝如今因为他们的不顺服你们倒蒙了怜恤这样他们也是不顺服叫他们因着施给你们的怜恤这样他们也就蒙怜恤 三十二节，弟兄读，因为上帝将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要联系众人，所以蒙连续的人都是不顺服的。
So we who have the mercy from God, we are disobedient originally.
主啊，原来是这样的。
So such is your way, God.
你的奥秘太大了。
Your mystery is so profound.
所以他就得出一个总结论出来。
So now he make a conclusion.
历史的方向在哪？
Where is the direction of history?
历史的终极是怎样定的？
Where is the ultimacy of the history?
整个宇宙事物的展现。
And the unfolding of the universe.
历史事件的发生。
And the happenings in history.
历史的轨迹的方向。
And also the path and direction of the history.
是谁定的？
Who fixed it?
不是我。
Not me.
不是你。
Not you.
不是政治家。
Not politicians.
每一个民族。
Every race.
当改朝换代的时候。
When they change the ruling parties.
那个领袖都以为他要定民族的方向。
The leader thought that they can fix the direction for their nation.
等到他自己失败告终。
But after they failed and ended their rules.
黯然失色下去的时候。
They now have a backslided and fold.
革命成功把他赶走的又以为他们要为民族定方向。
So the revolutionaries, they have succeeded him and thought that they have fixed direction for their nation now.
毛泽东啊，蒋介石。
He also discovered Chiang Kai-shek.
把他推翻掉。
When he discovered him.
他有新中国。
Now he had a new China.
有中国定方向。
When he fixed the direction of China.
结果呢？
But then.
文化大革命搞得乱七八糟。
Become the cultural revolution is really chaos.
乱的程度。
And the chaotic state.
比秦始皇。
Is compared to Qing dynasty.
比蒋介石。
And a Chiang Kai-shek.
比什么时代都更乱。
Is even worse compared to other.
完全失去方向。
Era is totally lost the right direction.
人以为自己很有智慧。
Man thought that he was wise.
战无不胜的毛泽东思想，万岁万岁万万岁。
And so long life to 毛泽东 he conquered all, you say.
整个中国乱得不得了。
But it can be a chaotic, total chaotic state in China.
没有方向的。
There's no direction now.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
邓小平后来就起来了。
邓小平 now rose up.
无论黑猫白猫。
Whether it's a black cat or white cat.
只要能抓老鼠就是猫。
As long as they can catch the mouse, they are cat.
现在不是黑白问题了。
But now is the problem of black or white cat.
是实用主义的问题。
But it's a pragmatism.
就再定一个方向。
So now the fix in that direction.
那么我要问了。
I want to ask.
人是不是历史的主人？
Is man the master of history?
人是不是可以定历史的方向？
Can man fix the direction for history?
人能够为我们定终极？
Can we fix the track for us?
我们要在哪一个轨迹上走？
We have to find which path to walk.
不知道。
We do not know.
上帝有时好像不管。
Sometimes God as if he doesn't interfere.
你们去做。
You do yourself.
你做的走投无路的时候。
But when it comes to the end,
你显明你不过是人。
Only when they manifest you are only human being.
我再来转。
Then I turn.
等到上帝许可另外一个政权起来。
When God allow another ruling party to come,
又再乱来。
Then they will also be in their own way.
上帝不要再转起来。
God will turn again.
那这样的整个历史的轨迹。
So the track of the whole history.
整个人类的方向。
And the direction of mankind.
不是最重要的。
It's not the most important.
最重要的是救恩历史。
Most important is salvation history.
你现在回头听几堂以前我讲过的话吗？
Now pay attention to what I've preached in the past few sessions.
有一些红线。
That is the line.
不是这个世界改朝换代的历史方向。
It is not the direction of the change of dynasty and ruling party in the world.
就是人的旨意至上上的永恒旨意的超历史的方向。
It is the direction that comes from the transcending will of God.
当法老在世界上。
Pharaoh when he was on the earth.
他认为他是最重要的。
He thought he is the most important.
上帝的不是。
God said no.
是摩西。
It's Moses.
你法老可以做金字塔。
You can build a pyramid as Pharaoh.
只给人家拍照。
He will just take a picture.
没有用的。
No use.
摩西写下十条诫命。
Moses written Ten Commandments.
跟全世界道德跟世界所有最重要的国家他们的法律的根据。
Become the foundation of ethic and also the laws of many many nations.
而法老在世界上的时候。
The Pharaoh when he was still living.
摩西是被赶走的。
Moses had been chased away.
以色列人走吧。
And also they have chased him away.
他们离开埃及。
So they have left Egypt.
他们是奴隶。
They are the slave, the Jews.
法老是君王。
The Pharaoh is the king.
法老说历史是我定的。
You say, I fix history, you say.
上帝说。
God say.
你说什么？
What is he?
神经病。
Yeah, something is wrong with you.
夜郎自大。
You boast on yourself.
历史不在法老的王宫。
History is in the palace of Pharaoh.
在摩西写立法的那件事情。
At the time when Moses wrote the law.
尼布加尼撒的时候。
尼布加尼撒。
巴比伦。
Babylon.
大帝。
So such a
great 大王。
Empire.Emperor.
上帝说不是。
God said no.
历史在但以理的手中。
History is the hand of Daniel.
所以但以理写上。
So Daniel wrote,
这个世界历史要怎么走？
How the history unfold?
当虚王
when this
建殿的时候，
Herod build the temple，
我的功劳这么大。
Such is great is my merit.
上帝说，
God say，
历史在耶稣那里。
The history in the hand of
那个拿撒勒人，
that Nazareth，
那个人看不起，
men despise，
被钉十字架，
crucified，
他要决定整个人类的历史。
He'll determine the history of mankind.
所以基督徒与非基督徒不同的地方。
So the difference of Christian and non-Christian.
非基督徒每天看报纸，以为这就是世界的历史。
The non-Christian look at the newspaper, thought this is history.
但在这些事的中间
，By among all these things,
神有一个方向。
God have a direction.
是那真正有信仰的人看出来。
It is seen by all those of true faith.
原来。
Oh,
在整个历史的过程中
that in the process of history,
有神永恒的旨意在引导一个很特殊的救恩方向
that's the eternal plan of God guiding the salvation history direction
当凯撒大帝
when Caesar
罗马帝国
the Roman Empire
条条大路通罗马
all way lead to Rome
各国的金银宝物都进贡给他的时候
and even all treasures now come to Rome as a homage
有影响世界的不是你
That which is going to influence the world is not you.
加利利十二个门徒
It's the 12 disciples of the Galilee.
Peter, 雅各、约翰
Peter, Jacob, John.
罗马帝国很骄傲的时候
When the Roman Empire is so proud.
有一个走路到处去传道到最后被人被砍头的保罗
Paul will go to all places to preach after later on he was beheaded.
等凯撒大帝
And when Caesar,
Augustus 大帝
Augustus,
Vespasian 大帝
Vespasian,
Trajanus 大帝
Trajanus,
还有 Christian 大帝
Now Christian,
Caligula 大帝
Caligula
所有的大帝都死
All the Caesars when they die
你发现什么呢
You found
保罗的书信
Paul's letters
一直影响世界
Still continue to influence the world
不是那些地方
Not those Caesars
所以在今天这段圣经后面
So today at the conclusion of this passage
突然一句话出来
Suddenly one statement came
上帝啊
God
你的智慧
有
终极何等难
Your wisdom Your trust is so difficult to face
我们来看好不好
We have to read it
大家来看第三十三节
Verse 33
身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识他的判断何其难测他的终极何其难寻大家说身在
上帝
丰
富
的
智
慧
和
知
识
他
的
判
断
何
其难测
他的
终
极
何其难寻
第三十四节我先读一次你再读谁知道主的心谁做过他的谋士呢大家说
谁知道主的心
谁
做过他的谋士呢
第三十五节谁是先给他使他后来赏还的呢大家说
谁是先给了他使他后
来
偿还呢
你用这三节的圣经
With these three verses of the Bible,
来对照世界历史任何一个大的人物
you compare to any great man in the history of mankind,
你发现所有的知识变成肤浅
you see that all knowledge becomes so shallow now,
所有历史的方向变成断路
and all directions of the history become an
thick 只有神的智慧
only the wisdom of God,
有神的方向
and the direction of God,
一直在历史中间前进
and it progresses in history,
你可以看不起他
You can despise him.
你不相信他。
You cannot disbelieve him.
你不认识他。
You cannot that you do not know him.
但我告诉你。
But I tell you,
2000年前
2000 years ago,
有人写了16章的东西。
When people have wrote 16 chapters,
过了2000年以后。
But after 2000 years,
在亚洲一个国家用一个旅馆的 ballroom 继续讲解这些东西。
In Asia, there's a hotel with a ballroom, a person continues to preach for 2 years.
除了使徒们的话，没有别人。
Other than the word of the apostle, no other thing.
如果我明天开始
If from tomorrow onward,
每个礼拜四到这里讲凯撒大帝的话
And from Thursday onward, I'll talk about the word coming from Caesar,
解释罗马帝国的演讲
And talking about talks on the Roman Empire,
你要来听吗
Would you come?
你不来听
You won't.
没有办法
No way.
因为那是过去的东西
Because that's something which is past.
但是呢神的话
But then the word of God,
是永恒来的
Come from eternity,
在暂时中间
but in temporarity,
又使人明白永恒
cause us to understand eternity,
又把人类指向永恒
and point people to eternity too,
所以不一样
it's different,
这个终极很难寻
this truth is difficult to trace,
这个智慧很难明白
this wisdom is unsearchable,
就因为很难明白
because unsearchable,
所以太伟大
so it's so great,
就因为很难寻找
because it's difficult to track,
我们要寻找
we want to seek,
因为这是神的话
because it's the word of God,
感谢上。
Praise God.
2000年以后。
2000年
有谁要讲毛泽东先帝
？Who will talk about
the
Mao Zedong? 2000年
以后，万物不生的毛泽东思想万岁。
毛泽东会说啊啊啊 ，Long life Mao Zedong,
the undefeatable Mao thinking, long life。结果呢，毛泽东死了两年，共产党不再印毛一路了。
But two years after that, 停了。毛泽东 during the previous election,
为什么呢
？Why?
那是人的话。
God, this man's word.
这是神的话。
But this is the word of God.
你看到了吗
？You see?
今天我们要醒过来。
We want to realize that.
在这一本众人不明白的话语。
In this book that people don't understand.
隐藏着永世的智慧。
Is hidden the eternal wisdom.
永恒的旨意。
Eternal plan.
不后悔的坚持。
An irrevocable.
永远的恩赐。
An eternal grace
在引导这个人
to guide humankind.
主啊
，Lord，
深在
such profound
你的智慧和知识
，the richness of your wisdom and knowledge
太丰富了
，so unsearchable
太深奥
，so rich
你的判断
，your judgment
何其难
，is so unsearchable
你的踪迹
，your track
何其难
，beyond tracing out
主啊，谁知道你的心
？God who knows your mind
谁做过你的谋士
？Who has been your counselor
什么意思呢
？What do you mean by that
主啊，谁明白你的心
？God who understand your mind
主啊，谁可以做你的参谋部长
？God who can be your counselor
谁可以给你提议什么事情
？Who can make any suggestion to you
不需要。
No need.
因为你是最高的智慧
，Because you are the highest wisdom.
你是定的，是永远不改。
What you determine will not change eternally.
最后
，Finally，
谁是先给他，然后叫他偿还的
？Who has given him first so that he will have to repay？
这句话什么意思呢
？What do you mean by that？
这句话就是对恩典的认识的总结。
That is the summation of the understanding of grace.
我再讲一次。
One more time.
谁先给神
？Who has given God first？
然后让他偿还
，so that he will repay。
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
上帝是一切的源头的源头。
God is the source of all sources。
你不是先给他，然后他还给你。
It's not that you give him first, then you repay。
你先爱他，他爱你。
Then you love him first, then he loves you。
你先寻找他，他寻找。
Then you search for him first, then he seeks you。
你先拣选他，他拣选。
Then you elect him first, then you.
没有这个事情。
No。
耶稣基督说
，So Jesus said，
不是你们拣选的
，Not you have selected me，
我拣选
，But I have chosen you。
约翰说
，John said，
不是我们爱上帝
，Not that we love God，
上帝先爱我
，But God first has loved us。
接着宗教说，我呼召主的名
，Other religions say I call upon the name of God。
圣经说什么
？But the Bible says，
我来
，I come，
寻找拯救世上。
To seek for those who are lost.
我来是呼召罪人。
I have to call the sinner to repent.
所以永远是神先主动的。
Eternally is God who takes the active part.
神以他的主权，以他的智慧拣选、呼召、拯救、叫人悔改、感动人归向他，都是他主动的。
God using His wisdom as well His sovereignty to call and to elect and also to save us.
如果你回到第十章。
You will come to back to chapter 10.
那有人说主啊，说我求告你，所以我得救你。
If anyone will say that I cry upon him, and then because of that I will save.
主回答说
，God say,
你如果不信，怎么会求告
？If you do not believe, how
can I call? 是啊，我信，所以我求告。
Yes, I believe, that's why I call you.
主会回答说，如果没有人听到，怎么会信
？If no one heard, how can you believe?
你是不听啊
？Well, yes, I'm heard.
主说，如果没有人传，你怎么会听
？If no one preach, how can you hear?
是啊，有些传道人传。
Well, yes, I preach, I preach.
主说，如果没有我拣选，我呼召他们，他怎么会传
？If not call them, how can they preach?
明白了吗
？You understand now?
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
怎样都要把主权归到神那
？Because you go back to the sovereignty of God.
你的恩典的源头是神的宝座。
Because the source of grace is the throne of God.
救赎的计划是出于耶和华
，and the plan of salvation comes Jehovah。
所以你明白这个道理的时候
，so when you understand this，
你就同意这句话
，then you agree with this statement。
主啊，有谁先给你，然后你才偿还他
？God who has given you first and then you repay him。
没有人先给主
，no one has given to God first。
你能信主
，you can believe in him。
你的主先拣选
，because God has elected you。
你能爱主
，you can love him。
你的主先爱你
，because for God first love you。
你能求告主
，you can call cry to him。
主先寻找你
，because he first seek after you。
你能爱他
，you can love him。
他先爱你
，Yes, love you first。
创世以前，
Before the creation of the world.
在你被造以前。
Before you are created.
你已经蒙恩。
You are already blessed.
你蒙拣选。
You have been elected.
上帝的拣选同呼召。
God's election and his calling.
是永不后悔。
Is irrevocable.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以最后变成讲到神的主权。
So finally we'll talk about sovereignty of God.
神的智慧。
God's wisdom.
神的丰盛。
God's richness.
神的奥秘。
God's profundity.
神的终极。
God's track.
不能寻。
It's not tracing. Cannot be measured.
到完全终结的时候。
So when it comes to conclusion,
你的恩典从神而来。
Grace come from God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我今天成为何等样子。
What kind of man I become today?
都是因为主的恩典才成。
It is all because of His grace.
我曾经对你们讲了可能两次。
I will respond to you twice, maybe.
我再一次对你说。
Then I repeat.
奥古斯丁怎么明白恩典跟主权的主动性的问题。
Augustine, how do you understand the active part of God in this grace and also salvation?
他说主啊
，He said, Lord,
我祷告
，When I pray,
你就施恩给我。
You give grace to me.
我祷告
，I pray,
求
，Ask,
你就施恩给我。
You give me grace.
后来他发现
，Later he found,
这句话有问题。
Something's wrong with you.
有没有问题啊
？Is that a problem?
你们注意想啊、哦，我求你。
I cry to you,
你就给我
and you give to me,
对不对
Is that right?
不对
Is wrong?
不对
Wrong?
你不要求从今天不要求了
So from today onward, you never call to God.
我祷告你
I pray,
我求你
I ask from you,
你就把恩典
and give me grace.
后来他不好意思
He said, well, it's wrong.
奥古斯丁说
and he said,
那这样子我先求你才给我恩呢
I call first, then you give me grace. Where's grace now?
但是
But then,
如果你没有给我恩，我怎么会求呢
If you don't have grace to me, how can I call?
是我求了恩才来呢
Is it because I ask first, then the grace come?
或者恩典给我，我才能求
Or because grace come to me first, then I can call to you?
你们讨论一下
Let's discuss.
跟你旁边的人讨论一下。
Let's discuss.
哪一个先
？Which one come first?
是哪一个先
？Which one come first?
快！不讨论，我请你上来哈、哦。哪一个先
？Which one come first?
啊，哪一个先
？Which one come first?
啊，恩典先。
Grace come first.
恩典怎么来的？上帝给的
God give you the grace
你什么时候感觉有恩典来了
When do you feel the grace has come to you now
啊，求
You ask
你说我会求吗
You say I can ask
为什么动物不会求
Why is anyone never pray
你有没有看见猴在祷告啊
Have you ever seen dog praying
你有没有看见猴子参加祷告会
Or even monkeys at prayer meetings
你有没有看过动物在求啊
Or even animals are praying
他如果要求求谁
If they want to pray, to whom would they pray?
他如果向谁可以求，那个谁到底是谁？他怎么知道有个谁
？To whom they can pray, which is at home?
所以你能求。
So when you can pray to God, and ask from God this all grace.
你里面有个能够求的东西。
Because there's something in you that causes you to ask and pray.
那个能够求的那个功能，谁放在里面
？That function ability to pray and to ask, who put it there?
那如果没有那个能够求的那个功能
If God has not put the function of ability even to pray
你这一生就像狗像猫是不行
Then for your whole life you will be like cat and like a dog You do not know how to pray
所以把你造成一个能够求的人已经是恩典
So God has this grace because they created you to a human being that can pray
你已经抓到一点了吗
So now have you understand a little bit of that?
因为你是一个能够求的人
Because you are a one that knows how to pray
那你说我听到我明白
So you say I've heard the gospel I understand now
你是一个能够明白真理的人
So you are a humankind that can understand truth
所以神造你的时候
So when God created you
把你造成一个能够求
You have been created to someone who knows how to pray,
能够明白真理
that's able to understand the truth,
能够领受神的启示
that's able to receive the revelation of God.
这些 facility, 这些 capacity, 只有人有的。
Now all this capacity only is given to man.
这个就是神造人按照他的形象样式 有向上帝的那一些本质。
And so these are some of the substances whereby man has created according to the image of God, and those substances are like God.
是谁定的？
Who has determined that?
是你定的吗？
Did you do that?
你说造我的时候，不要把我造成狗啊。
Don't create me as a dog.
把我造成人。
As a man.
上帝说好了，听你的，听你的。
God said, oh, hey, I listen to you.
你从来不知道的事。
You have never known that.
那是一个神主动的恩典领导。
God has sovereignty grace upon you now.
好，你现在。我不谈别的，单单谈能够求这一点。
Only to talk about this capacity to pray.
所以呢，这个宗教性
，so the religiosity，
就对无限者
，to the eternal one，
对永恒者
，to the this infinite one，
对超自然者
，to whom who transcend nature，
产生愿望的表达。
You express your desire.
You express your eternal will, your longing of your spirit, your desire for something mysterious.And something unlimited.
你对那个永恒的那个不能够测度的东西，你有一种欲望。
主啊
，Lord，
我求
，I ask
啊，你能求了
？You pray now.
那你这个能求的本身
，And this capacity to pray itself
是产生恩典的原因呢
？Is it the cause of grace，
或者是恩典产生的果效呢
？Or is the result of grace？
奥古斯丁就乱了。
Augustine is confused.
所以他说
，So he says，
是我求。后来 你就把恩典给我了。
Because I pray, then you give me grace.
但是
，But then，
如果你没有先给我恩典，我怎么会求
？If you don't give the grace to me, first how can I pray？
哇，当我读到那些词句的时候
，So when I read those phrases, structure，
我说主啊，求你给我经历他1600年前所经历的思想的斗争。
So Lord, allow me to go through that experience struggle in the mind. Augustine had gone through 1600 years ago.
原来奥古斯丁写东西的时候
，When at time when Augustine wrote，
他的思想曾经有这么激烈的这个斗。
His mind has such a struggle and warfare.
后来有这么大的觉悟
，and such a great understanding. Yes，
写出这样简单这么伟大的话。
And wrote this simple yet very profound thing.
我们平常求求求求神拜福求神拜福，那么他就恩典给你了。
At that time we pray 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 and Buddha will give grace.
那求神
，pray to God，
拜福
，pray to Buddha，
向谁求？
To whom you pray?
为什么你会求
？Why say you can pray?
他说上帝啊
，Is it Lord God?
最高的上帝，我不要偶像。
A highest God, I don't idol.
我不向人求
，I don't pray to man.
我不向菩萨求
，I don't pray to Buddha.
我不向受造主，我向
，You don't pray to creature.
最高的神求
，But to highest God, I pray.
我求
，I pray.
你给我恩
，You give me grace.
错了
，Wrong.
我求你才给我恩。
I pray, then you give me grace.
但是如果你没有给我恩
，If you don't give me the grace,
我怎么会求
？How can I pray?
所以我能求已经是恩了。
That I can pray is a grace.
啊，我求的时候能求对对象更是恩了。
So I can pray the right object is the grace again,
对不对呢
？So you see,
我有一个认识的人呢
，One that I know,
他说我娶错老婆了。
So I married the wrong wife.
我那个时候没有经验。
At that time, I have no experience.
我问他是哪一个人娶老婆很有经验
？I say, who has experience in marrying?
他说你好像很有经验。
Oh, you look at your experience.
你的意思我娶了很多老婆。
You said married wife?
不是不是，他说唐牧师你只娶一个。
Oh, you married one.
而且你娶的时候就娶对了。
Oh, you married the right one.
所以你的家庭好好的。
So you have good family.
我这家庭乱七八糟。
My family is in chaos.
我就对他说。
So I told him.
你那时候有没有敬畏上帝？
Were you honor God at the time?
有是有了。
Oh yes, I did.
我老实告诉你。
But I tell you,
我已经对你说不要跟那个人结婚。
I will tell you don't marry that woman.
你那个时候不听。
But you don't listen to me.
我真的对他讲这个话。
I fully told him.
我做人要很直。
I must be very straightforward.
很诚实。
Very honest.
他说，我说你不要跟他结婚。
I said don't marry to her.
他说唐牧师会说干涉我们的事情。
How come Reverend Tom interfered our matters?
我说我干涉你，因为我关心你。
I interfere because I'm concerned about you.
因为那个女人
，because that woman
跟你
，and you
那个是一直吵架，一直吵架。
You have been quarreling all the time.
然后那个女的也认识我
，and that woman also know me.
她来找我
，she came to me.
唐牧师啊
，Reverend Tom，
我跟她一直吵。
I quarrel all the time with
him. 他也跟我一直吵。
He also quarrel with me.
我是讲清楚，是你跟他一直吵，还是他跟你一直吵
？So you quarrel with her or him or he quarrel with you? I only clear.
他说我们两个人吵来吵去。
We quarrel each other.
啊，他诚实讲完的。
So after
那么怎么办呢
？What to do?
我说断掉。
I say better stop it.
你不要跟他结婚。
Don't marry to her.
他也不要跟你结婚。
He won't marry to you.
还没有结婚就一直吵一直吵。
Because even before the marriage they keep quarreling.
那以后结婚要怎么样？
What would happen later on?
你结婚的时候已经吵完了。
You finish the quarrel, you say after you get married.
没有这个是吵惯了。
Because it's habitual now in quarreling.
吵惯了就开始打。
Then you fight.
You 开始斗。
Then you also have warfare.
就会相杀。
Then you kill even.
真的后来啊。
处理那种
那个女的
that woman
哪一个手枪要来杀她丈夫，
这个 pistol wanting to kill the
husband。 我起初我那个时候没有经验，
so I married a long wife, I have no experience at that time。
我说没有人结婚的时候有经验，
no one ever had any experience in marriage。
那你没有经验为什么你娶对了？
how can we call the right one even if you don't experience？
我问你，你敬畏上帝吗？
do you honor God？
如果那时候你敬畏上帝，
if you honor God，
你记得我劝过你们两个不要结婚，
you know I have asked the counsel of two of you not to get married。
记得是记得。
Yes,
那为什么你不听话呢？
Why, 我
以为结婚了就慢慢自己会好。
I thought that after the wedding will get good.
这个叫做进化论。
This is called evolution.
结婚以后慢慢自己会好。
After marrying, you'll get good.
你怎么相信进化论？
How do you believe in evolution?
你要知道困难在哪里。
You must know where's the difficulty.
那你说等到真正很好的人才结婚，我可能找不到。
So I wait for the good one before I marry and then get the right one.
我现在不必再谈过去的事。
I'm not going to talk about the past.
你一定要拼死命跟他到底。
You must also stay with her.
因为你决定跟她结婚吗？
Because you have decided to marry her.
不必多讲嘛。
Don't say anything more.
那塔莫斯，你到底解释个圣经讲那个做什么的？
Don't worry, you explain this talk about that.
现在听下面的话。
Now listen to.
我们选东西会不会选错？
Have you ever make a wrong choice?
我们买东西会不会买错？
When you buy things, have you ever make a wrong choice?
我们人类有很多人结婚结错，有没有？
Many people got wrong marriage.
不然为什么要离婚呢？
If not, why is it with divorce?
就是发现错了。
Because this guy is wrong.
好，我问你哈。
And I ask you.
买东西选错。
When you buy thing, it's wrong in selection.
找朋友找错。
Find a wrong friend.
做事做错。
Do wrong thing.
男人最怕进错行。女人最怕嫁错人。
Men are afraid they will enter the wrong profession. Now ladies are afraid they marry the wrong husband.
你会进错行，会嫁错人。
Take a wrong profession, marry the wrong husband.
都是受造界的小事情。
Or this small thing in creation.
你会选对上帝。
But you can choose the right God.
选对上帝跟选对丈夫哪一个难呢？
You know, to choose the right God as compared to choose the right husband, which is more difficult.
哪一个难呢？选丈夫跟选上帝哪一个难呢？
To choose the husband, to choose God, which is more difficult.
我问你啊。
I'm asking you.
现在回答我啊。
Answer me.
选错丈夫。
To choose the wrong husband.
常常发生的。
Many times it happens.
选错人。
To choose the wrong man.
常常发生。
Many times it happens.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为没有一个人是完全。
Because no one is perfect.
那么人选人的时候，
When man choose man,
有条件的。
There's a condition.
你选伙计的时候，
You choose the your employee.
要 interview 的。
You have interview.
你选爱人的时候，
When you choose a lover,
要问他的背景的。
You ask the background.
要查的。
And check the background.
有的查三代。
Some check a three generation up.
有的查十八代。
Some 18 generations.
有的查三十八代
，some 38 generations。
我不知道你有没有查。
I don't know whether you check it wrong.
你若查了还是错。
You can check it out, you can go wrong.
如果能看见的人
，if man that you can see，
你都会选错。
That you can choose wrongly。
看不见的上帝，你会选对，不是恩典是。
Invisible God, you can choose the right one. Is it grace？
你明白吗
？Understand now。
这句很重了。
This is very heavy statement。
脸看得见、可以算、可以量的都会错。
Even thing that you can see, you can calculate, you can choose wrongly.
但是那看不见的永恒的上帝，你怎么会选对？
So you choose a God who is invisible, how can you choose the right one?
所以你说我求。
So I pray.
你能求。
You can pray.
已经是神的恩典。
It's God's grace.
把能求的这个本质放在你。
And this capacity to choose that God has put to you.
你求对神。
And also you pray the right God.
这个对的神发出方向的这个。也是神的恩典。
To project the right direction to God, that also is a grace.
然后你求对的祷告内容。
Then you have a right content of praying.
The right content of your prayer.
你祷告的内容是对的。
Is itself a grace of God.
本身就是神的恩典。
有没有人妄求啊？
Let people ask in any way, cast away.
有没有乱求啊？
Ask in a cast away.
有没有祷告错的事情啊？
Pray wrong things.
有。
Yes.
我们常常祷告错。
Many times we pray wrongly.
感谢主常常不听我们的祷告。大家说一二三。
Thank God, many times he doesn't listen to our prayer.
因为你常常乱祷告，如果上帝每个祷告都听，你早就死几次了。
Because many times you pray according to your own will, maybe if you ask for death, you'll die many times.
我能求。
I can pray.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
我能求对对象。
And to the right object I pray.
神的恩典。
God's grace.
我能求对内容。
Pray the right content.
是神的恩典。
God's grace.
所以连这个都是恩典。
So all these are grace of God.
至少啊
，at least，
这个恩典是先于你的祈求。
That's great to see the prayer.
所以奥古斯丁的思想是深的不得了。
So it's so deep in Augustine's.
主啊，我求你，你就给我恩。
God, I pray to you, you give me grace.
但是
，But then，
若不是你的恩，我怎么会求
？If it's not your grace, how can I pray？
所以不是我先求，难道你给我
？But I pray first, then you give me.
是你先给我恩，我才会求。
But because you give me grace first, then I know how to pray.
啊，其实。
But actually,
奥古斯丁还没有明白这件事以前四百年。
Before Augustine understand this 400 years before that,
保罗在这里讲的这个
Paul here said,
是谁先给你，你才赏还给他。
That who has given you first before you repay?
哇，我真的佩服得不得了。
I admire him.
How come it is possible to discover such a great theory and theology of grace?
怎么可能发现这个很大的理论有关于这个恩典呢？
神是主动者。
God is the one who takes active part.
神是源头者。
God is the source.
所以上帝说。
So God said.
没有人先给我。
No one has given me first.
我才偿还。
Then I repay.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你们要谨慎。
You must be careful.
灵恩派的教训很多的启示论在恩典论在救赎论在基督论在神的主动权。完全颠倒事情。
The teaching of charismatics, many times in the doctrine of grace, in the sovereignty of God, and also in the salvation in Christ, many times is reversed in direction.
圣经说
，The Bible says,
神赐给你
，God has given you,
你把四分之一归给他。
Then that one tenth you give to God.
灵恩派说 ，The 你奉献一万把，上帝会给你十万。
You also offer 10,000 and God will give 10,000.
什么 10,000？
100,000. 100,000, 十万。100,000.
他比灵恩派的更节省的。你给一百万，上帝给你一千万。
If you give one million, God will give ten million.
你说 What's wrong with that? 四分之一嘛，
什么错吗？
上帝给我十，我给他一，上帝给我一万，我给他一千，上帝给我十万，给一样的吧。
Why you give tithe to God? You say
错了吗？错在哪里
？Where is wrong?
错在先后问题。
Direction.
不是我先爱上帝，是上帝先爱我。
Not that I love God.First, then God loved me, but God
不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你。
Not that you've chosen me, but I've chosen you.
不是你们先求告我，是我先呼召你。
Not that you prayed me first, but I call you first.
呼召罪人悔改。
When I call the sinner to repent,
拣选你跟随。
I've elected you to follow me.
所以呢，当奥古斯丁明白这个道理以后
，So when Augustine understood this,
我发现四百年以前保罗先讲。
I find it 400 years ago, Paul said that already.
后来奥古斯丁以后。
After Augustine,
就在有1450年
，and then is 1500 years later，
在英国的一个司布真传道之王
，and also England's Spurgeon, the Prince of preaching，
他讲这句话，你先注意听啊
，listen，
我怎么能拣选上帝
？How can I choose God？
你说我不要回教，我不要印度教，我不要佛教，我要信耶稣。你怎么会拣选上帝
？I don't other religion. I want to choose. How can you choose that?
When you can rightly choose Christianity as your religion，
当你能够正确的选这个基督教成为你的信仰的时候
，I chose God，
我选神
，I chose Jesus Christ，
我选耶稣基督。
Among so many religions，
这样多的宗教
，I chose him，
我选他。
You think you are the initiator？
你以为你是主动的
？You think you make the choice？
你以为你做选择
？You think you make the decision？
你以为你做决定？
但是斯伯顿怎么讲
？But Spurgeon says，
I can choose Jesus，
我能够选耶稣。
I can choose God，
我能够选神。
It is to prove，
来证明
that God had already put a seed in me，
是神把这个种子放在我里面。
As a result of His choice on me。
那乃是因为他自己先选择我
，He chose me first，
他先选我
，and then put the right choice as a seed in me to make decision to choose him，
然后把这个正确的选择的种子放在我里面，以致我能够做正确选择。
我看了，我很佩服
，I admire him when I read that。
从圣经旧约
，when come to Old Testament，
到基督
，until Christ，
到保罗
，until Paul，
到奥古斯丁
，come to Augustine，
到 Calvin。
Calvin,
到斯布真
Spurgeon,
到今天对你讲解的
and just today who wants to explain to you
神的智慧
God's wisdom
神的主权
God's sovereignty
神的主动
God's initiative
是真正对恩典论了解的基础
It is the foundation of your true understanding of the doctrine of grace
主啊整个世界
Lord, the whole world
在你的手中
It's in your hand
你是这样引导历史
So you have guided history in this manner.
这样拣选亚伯兰。
You have chosen Abraham in this manner.
拣选以撒。
Of chosen Isaac.
拣选雅各。
Chosen Jacob.
拣选以色列民族。
Elected Israel.
拣选耶稣基督。
Elected Jesus Christ.
借着基督是万邦万国万族万民归向神。
And through Jesus, all nations turn to you.
最后这些真正得救的。
Finally, those who are truly saved.
原来是永世的计划。
Actually, it's a plan in eternity.
创世以前。
Before even the creation.
你的拣选你的恩赐是没有后悔的。
Election the gift is irrevocable.
你使所有选民都归主。
So the all nations your elect will come to you.
知道的。
You know.
主啊。
Lord.
你的智慧何等丰富。
Your wisdom is so rich.
谁能彻透呢？
Who can understand?
你的踪迹何等奥秘。
Your track is so unsurpassable.
谁能明白呢？
Who can understand?
有谁先给你？
Who has given you first?
然后你才报上。
And then you repay.
一切一切从你来。
All come to you.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
当他讲完这个事以后呢？
When I say all these things,
突然间这一章就有一件伟大的结束。
Suddenly, this conclusion great in the chapter 11.
今天不讲。
I'm not going to say it.
我们以后再来讲。
We'll explain it later.
现在大家一同站起来。
We shall all rise.
我们读第36节。
Read verse number 36.
36节，因为万有都是
本依他，
依靠他，
归于他，
愿
荣
耀
归给他，直到永远。阿门。
再一次。因为
万有
都
是
本
于
他，
依靠他，归于他，
愿
荣
耀
归给他，直到永远。阿门。
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们感谢上帝。
We want to thank God.
历史的轨迹。
And the track of history.
以及丰盛的智慧。
And the richness of